There's a state funeral in Melbourne today for the much-loved actor Bud Tingwell, who died last week, aged 86. While the tributes flow in for his many achievements as an actor, one of his less well-known roles was as carer for his wife Audrey, who died in 1996 after a 45-year marriage. Audrey was ill for many years. Bud also played the role in the Alan Hopgood play The Carer, performed in the year 2000. And while that play was in production, Bud Tingwell spoke with Rebecca Gorman on Life Matters about Audrey, dealing with grief, and the day of her funeral. Here's a short excerpt.
Yeah, I don't think I had any approach to it at all. It just hits you and you cop it and cope. A great bit of advice by, sadly, the late Ray Wilson, who was the clergyman who conducted my wife's service, which is just over 4 years ago now. And Ray said to me, I said, gee, I'm all over the place. I'm crying like a baby sometimes, laughing like a drain, thinking of the amusing things. And certainly when I'm with my son and daughter, we're laughing a lot about all the amusing things. And Ray, and he wouldn't let me speak at the service. He said, I'm not going to let you talk, you'll fall apart. So my son read something from the Old Testament and my daughter read something from the New Testament. But then Ray proceeded to entertain the audience brilliantly. Audience? Congregation? No, they were mates.
Oh,
and
I think it's appropriate to call them an audience.
He came up with the most marvellous funny stories that he'd only acquired from us about the day before. And they were terribly funny. Things that my wife was doing just before she died, even a few hours before. And that, to me, was very sustaining, of course, the fact that there were these happy, not just happy memories, really funny. And she had a lovely, gentle sense of humour. And that, the three of them, my son, daughter and I, plus their close families and things, their relatives and children, etc. But it's a very, very sustaining thing. Though the tough thing is when something gets to you very deeply and pretty unexpectedly sometimes. But when somebody says, oh, look, I remember when she was so lovely and I saw that, you go, oh, crikey, I'm away, you know.
Right.
Real grief, you're not trying to kid anybody. You just hope you don't cry too much.
Mm. Why do you hope you don't cry too much?
Well, I don't want to cry. It hurts.
Doesn't it feel good afterwards?
No. It's like, fine if somebody comes up with a nice gag like Ray Wilson did during the funeral service. My agent was there and she said I was crying 1 minute then roaring with laughter because he told this fabulous story that Audrey was in this nursing home and my son-in-law is huge, about 6'2", big athletic bloke, and their daughter Eleanor was then about 2.5, and suddenly Eleanor went off exploring the nursing home and my daughter went chasing after her, and Stephen was chatting to Audrey and suddenly Audrey started to cry. And he was just gently, and just at that moment, Virginia came back in, having found Eleanor, and she said, what's happened? And Audrey looked up and said, he hit me. And of course, there were nurses around. Everybody fell about. And Ray told that story about somebody retaining a sense of humour right up to the end.
Yes.
And so the whole church was full of laughing people suddenly.
Yeah, well, that's the great paradox, I suppose, of people passing on.
But I think that's us. That's how we little funny species people are constructed.
That's Bud Tingwell speaking with Rebecca Gorman on Life Matters in October of 2000, and his state funeral is being held in Melbourne today.